Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to episode 13 of our series Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here are a couple of them. Totally devoted to Christ is my resolution in this year. There is such confusion around me, with all kinds of things going on with my family, and I have to concentrate on the Lord and know that He will make it all right. I listen to you every Sunday, and I feel I can really grow my God relationship. Bless you, June Harrison, USA. I say Amen every week as I listen to Fresh Bread's broadcast. I'm always pleased to hear your teaching and your message is right on the target. Patricia Austin, Springfield, Illinois, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first seven chapters of the book. Last week, we began the first part of Chapter 8, The Six-Hour War. Let's sum up what we covered so far. Six-hour war in the Middle East. 1. Israel has a nuclear weapon capability and maintains a Samson option to strike at those nations around her if her survival is threatened. 2. Isaiah 28 seems to describe the current Middle East peace process as a covenant with death, a contract with hell for Israel. God Himself will annul this contract. 3. Isaiah 17 describes the complete destruction of Damascus, capital of Syria, a city which is proud to be the longest continually inhabited city in the world, never before destroyed. And 4. Along with Syria, many other surrounding nations are mentioned, including Iran, the most likely to attack with a nuclear missile. But they will become like chaff in the wind, like dust in a storm. Before we continue with Chapter 8, The Six-Hour War, we're going to listen to the Low Country Boys from County Down, Northern Ireland, and a wee tune called Tumblin' Jack. Thank you. Continuing Chapter 8, The Six-Hour War. The country most likely to initiate and fund such an attack on Israel would be Iran, who are rapidly moving towards a nuclear missile capability. Iran is also called Elam in prophecy. Jeremiah 49:34-39. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam, early in the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah. This is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will break the bow of Elam, the mainstay of their might. I will bring against Elam the four winds from the four quarters of heaven. I will scatter them to the four winds, and there will not be a nation where Elam's exiles do not go. I will shatter Elam before their foes, before those who want to kill them. I will bring disaster on them, even my fierce anger, declares the Lord. I will pursue them with the sword until I have made an end of them. I will set my throne on Elam and destroy her king and officials, declares the Lord. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Elam in days to come, declares the Lord. Iran will be scattered to the four winds, exiled among other nations. The same fate applies to Jordan, which now occupies the ancient lands of Moab, Ammon, and Edom. Jeremiah 49:2-5. But the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sound the battle cry against Rabbah of the Ammonites. It will become a mound of ruins, and its surrounding villages will be set on fire. Then Israel will drive out those who drove her out, says the Lord. Unfaithful daughter Ammon, you trust in your riches and say, who will attack me? I will bring terror on you from all those around you, declares the Lord Almighty. Every one of you will be driven away, and no one will gather the fugitives. A further confirmation that this may well be a limited nuclear conflict is found in an interesting prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 5, which describes a curse contained in a flying scroll or tube, which measured 30 feet long and 15 feet in circumference around. He then describes a container, ephah, a biblical measure, which contains iniquity and needs a cover of lead to contain it. The angel shows him the contents, translated as a woman, but the Hebrew word can also mean fire, and describes it as wickedness. The third picture is of two women, or fires, with the wind in their wings. They had wings like a stork, and lifted up the container, or ephah, between heaven and earth. Finally, the angel tells him they are taking the container to the country of Shinar, in present-day Iran, Iraq, to build a house for it. When the house is ready, the container will be set there in its place. Iran has recently boasted that it has many hidden missile silos prepared and ready to fire at Israel, Europe, even the United States. Whether they already contain a fiery curse with a lead cover, in other words a nuclear warhead, is anybody's guess. Jeremiah 30, verses 16 and 17. But all who devour you will be devoured. All your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered. All who make spoil of you I will despoil. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. Isaiah 11, verse 14. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will subdue Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. And in Zechariah 12, verses 1-6, this is the word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man within him, declares, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged, as well as Jerusalem. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. On that day, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness, declares the Lord. I will keep a watchful eye over the house of Judah, but I will blind all the horses of the nations. Then the leaders of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong, because the Lord Almighty is their God. On that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume right and left, all the surrounding peoples, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. There are several differences between this prophecy of Zechariah and the very similar one found in chapter 14. Twice in this passage, verse 2 and verse 6, he refers to all the surrounding peoples who will be sent reeling and consumed right and left. The passage does also mention all the nations of the earth being gathered against her, but there's no other evidence to suggest the actual armies of other nations being present in the area, as definitely is the case in chapter 14. Secondly, in this prophecy, it is Israel, specifically Judah, who will be like a flaming torch among sheaves, whereas in Zechariah 14, it is the Lord himself who will fight against all those nations. Jerusalem will remain intact here, while in the second prophecy, Jerusalem will be captured. These are two distinctly different wars at different times. The nations of the world currently gather together at the United Nations building in New York City. That is where they will take decisions regarding Jerusalem, for example, to recognize a second Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. That option was up for discussion at the UN in September 2011, so this war could be very close indeed. Certainly, every nation that votes to divide the city of Jerusalem will bring a curse upon themselves. Genesis 12:3 and Joel 3:2.
Israel, Israel,
That was Moya Brennan from County Dublin, Ireland, and Song of David, Psalm 67. Greater Israel. This Middle Eastern war will inevitably redraw the map of the region. Israel's enemies will have disappeared like dust, chaff, and tumbleweeds, not to be seen again as any kind of threat to her. This will leave a greatly expanded Israel, for as they drive out those who sought their destruction, the Israelis will move in and take over their territory. Now the stage is set for the great ingathering of the Israelite tribes, which we are only seeing the very beginning of at the moment. There are around 15 million Jewish people in the world at present. If we add in the 10 tribe nations and groups that we are aware of, the Pashtuns in Afghanistan and Pakistan, Kashmiris in India, Manasseh on the India-Burmese border, Igbo in Nigeria, Lemba, South Africa and Zimbabwe, and many others, we reach a total figure of perhaps 90 million people. 90 million Jews and Israelites would never be able to live within the current boundaries of the State of Israel, which currently has a total population of around 7 million. Instead, the new Israelite immigrants will settle in the desolate cities of their former enemies. Isaiah 54, 2-17. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. In the days of Solomon, Israel was much larger and included the lands of Gilead and Bashan, which correspond to parts of Syria and Jordan. The current borders of the State of Israel are not the borders defined by the prophets. The biblical definition of Israel's boundaries has been from the great river to the Wadi of Egypt. Genesis 15:18. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." Zechariah 10, verses 8 to 10. "I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. They and their children will survive, and they will return. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them." This greater Israel will include large parts of Syria beyond the Golan Heights, the former Israelite territory once known as Gilead, Jordan, and probably all of Lebanon. Isaiah 11, verses 11 to 14. "In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamat, and from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish, and Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them." It will also include the Gaza Strip, originally Philistine land, though the current Palestinians are that in name only, and have absolutely no connection to those ancient Philistines. The so-called West Bank, the biblical Judea and Samaria, probably the Sinai Peninsula of Egypt, large areas of Jordan, and probably some of Saudi Arabia, the former land of Midian, where the ancient Israelites wandered after crossing the Red Sea, leaving petroglyphs of the outline of their sandals everywhere they walked. Along with the newly captured territory, Israel will also gain great wealth from those defeated nations, including, quite probably, control of the area's oil wealth. This will be a major victory. Unfortunately, the rest of the world will not be rejoicing over Israel's victory. Many nations will be greatly affronted that Israel would once again have the audacity to defend itself, and would certainly not admit that the God of Israel had worked a miracle on her behalf. Particularly, I believe, relations with the United States of America will deteriorate, and the USA will make more and more unreasonable demands on Israel. As they see Israel unapologetic, and the second exodus of Israelite tribes from Asia and Africa begin, I believe they will go to great lengths to prevent US Jews from joining them, or even from transferring any of their many assets to Israel.
Stones here are colored with the shades of time. Trees here have weathered a storm or two. Waves that are pounded on this land, shaping the rocks that surround you. And here at last, I'm on my own with you. And here at last, I'm on my own with you.
That was Celtic band Iona from UK and County Derry, Northern Ireland, with the All Souls Orchestra and Murlock Bay. Let's sum up what we've covered in Chapter 8. 6-hour war in the Middle East. 1. Israel has a nuclear weapon capability and maintains a Samson option to strike at those nations around her if her survival is threatened. 2. Isaiah 28 seems to describe the current Middle East peace process as a covenant with death, a contract with hell for Israel. God himself will annul this contract. 3. Isaiah 17 describes the complete destruction of Damascus, capital of Syria, a city which is proud to be the longest continually inhabited city in the world, never before destroyed. 4. Along with Syria, many other surrounding nations are mentioned, including Iran, the most likely to attack with a nuclear missile, but they will become like chaff in the wind, like dust in a storm. 5. This war will be a very short duration and is liable to be a nuclear one. In the evening, sudden terror. Before morning, they're gone. 6. Zechariah 5 possibly describes nuclear missiles being prepared by Iran. They have boasted of hidden missile capability, but do these already have nuclear warheads? 7. This war could possibly be triggered by the UN recognising a second Palestinian state. It is possible that all, certainly most, of the UN states will gather against Israel in this vote, fulfilling part of the Zechariah 12 prophecy. 8. Israel will gain a large amount of territory from Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and probably also from Egypt and Saudi Arabia. 9. Now there will be room for the ingathering of potentially 90 million Israelites who will come from former Assyria, Asia, and from African nations via Egypt. 10. Not only will Israel gain new territory, but she will also gain the wealth of those defeated and fleeing nations. Israel will suddenly be a power to be reckoned with, no longer hampered by enemies around or within her borders. Join us again next week for Chapter 9, The Ten-Horned Beast. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback editions, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. Slán agus banagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.